In June, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Texas sodomy law. As part of that decision, a state appeals court in Kansas was forced to reconsider a teenager's conviction on sodomy charges. The Kansas case involves an 18-year-old male, an underage boy, and the state's so-called Romeo and Juliet law. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allam reports.
There are just two states, Kansas and Texas, that impose less severe penalties for statutory rape when the offender is under 19 and just 4 years older than the other party. But it specifically applies only when teenagers are members of the opposite sex. Matthew Lamone was just 18 when he was arrested for having sex with a 14-year-old boy, a fellow student at a residential school for the developmentally disabled. Since the Romeo and Juliet law specifically excludes homosexual acts, Lamone was charged with criminal sodomy. It was his third such offense, and he was sentenced to 17 years in prison. Lamone's lawyers challenged the conviction, arguing that because Kansas's Romeo and Juliet law treats homosexuals and heterosexuals differently, it violates the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. That challenge made its way to the Supreme Court, and last June, the day after it struck down state sodomy laws in Lawrence v. Texas, the High Court sent Lamone's case back to the Kansas Court of Appeals for reconsideration. Yesterday, in a hearing in Topeka, Kansas's Deputy Attorney General, Gerard Magg, told a three-judge panel that in the state's opinion, the Lawrence case had little relevance to Matthew Lamone's conviction. That's because the Lamone case involves sex with a minor, and he says the state has an interest in protecting children and providing them moral guidance.
The state, through its police powers, has the ability to teach children traditional sexual relationships. Again, in the contemporary plague of AIDS alone, is that enough of a rational relationship for the legislature to look at this issue and say, you know, given what is going on, should we recognize this type of relationship? Do we have to recognize this type of relationship?
The state argues that by exempting homosexual teenagers from the lenient sentencing offered by the Romeo and Juliet law, it's also working to promote marriage and procreation. The presiding judge, G. Joseph Perrone, treated those arguments with skepticism. But like Magg, he also questioned the relevance of the Lawrence decision to this case. In Lawrence, he noted, the Supreme Court ruled that Texas's sodomy law violated the plaintiff's right to due process. It did not specifically weigh in on the issue of equal protection. Lamone's lawyer, Tamara Lang, of the ACLU's Lesbian and Gay Rights Project, disagrees. She believes Lawrence does offer homosexuals equal protection under the law, though she agrees with the state that it has a special interest in protecting the welfare of children.
There's no question, and the issue here is whether there's any justification for thinking it's more wrong for two boys than for a boy and a girl to engage in the same identical sexual activity. And there is no justification offered by the state for that other than moral disapproval of homosexuality, which the Supreme Court said in Lawrence is not a justification, not even a legitimate basis for government criminal penalties.
Lang is asking the appeals court to overturn Lamone's sodomy conviction and charge him instead under the Romeo and Juliet law. If the court agrees, he would be eligible for immediate release. He's already served 3.5 years. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.